Joining us, we have Peter Marcus, a reporter with the Durango Herald, and Christian Wyatt with the Associated Press. Let's just take stock of where we stand. A lot of big issues to get decided in the final couple months of the legislative session. Kristen?
Yeah, we're past the halfway point, and what's interesting is how little the legislature has done. They've sent the governor very little to sign so far, mostly non-controversial kind of housekeeping kinds of things. They have delayed a lot of big debates on things that they're going to have to take up very soon before time runs out.
And what are some of those delays?
One of the things that they had scheduled recently and then delayed and we still don't have a date for yet are one of the biggest issues of the session, which will be considering reducing the amount of tests that Colorado students, pupils have to take in public school. There's a lot of anxiety, a lot of pushback. The governor specifically talked about that in his State of the State back in January. We still have not seen any serious debate on what that should look like, how few tests students need to take.
And so coming up, the big issue will be construction defect legislation, which has sort of been touted as kind of the centerpiece bill of the legislative session, which tells you a lot about how the legislative session has been going. The issue there is going to be Democrats trying to push it for affordable housing, but some own rifts within their own party on that.
Can you talk about what the legislation would do?
So the construction defect bill would essentially try to curb lawsuits pertaining to construction defects with housing developments, specifically condos and townhomes, by requiring a majority of homeowners to sign off on it and requiring mediation and arbitration first. The hope is that will scale back the lawsuits and spur development, but the argument is, will it really spur development? Is this just an excuse the home builders are using? And that's sort of the fight we'll see as that bill comes up.
At this point, as you both mentioned, we haven't had a lot of big issues that have reached compromise. We've seen controversial measures in one chamber or the other that those proponents knew they weren't going to pass the other chamber. So it seems like going forward, both parties are going to really need to work together.
The governor joked in his mid-session availability with reporters that we're going to have fewer new laws this year and joking that was maybe a good thing for Colorado. Both parties have made similar jokes. It is interesting. There's the huge bomb every year that we always wait for is the final revenue forecast. That is the final take that lawmakers will have before they know how much tax money they can spend. The big question coming into the session was a potential refund to taxpayers, both of pot taxes and income taxes and all kinds of taxes. We won't know more details about that until that final revenue forecast. So after that, I think it's really going to get heated.
And the governor, at his mid-session availability, as predicted, he's gotten off pretty easy this year because of a split legislative session. So the topics that he was asked, such as whether he would, you know, sign or veto a repeal of gun legislation from 2013, how he's going to handle construction defects, he's really able to kind of not get too specific and not answer too many questions on those issues because a lot of it may not make it to his desk. And so as predicted, you know, with the having that Republicans controlling the Senate and Democrats controlling the House, the governor has actually not really had to weigh in too much on too many big controversial issues.
Well, we'll see if that changes in the upcoming weeks. Thanks. That was Peter Marcus with the Durango Herald, Christian Wyatt with the Associated Press. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.